Gentlemen, we are on Mem Vav Amud Beis, the last two words online. We're discussing if you give the Kiddushin not in one fell swoop of a pruta, but rather in piecemeal. Okay? So it comes along. That was, remember, we learned earlier. And Rav Ami explained the Mishnah. Let's say he ate the first one first. That was going on the second half of the Mishnah. That was talking about a person who's Mekadesh and Isha with various dates, and says, Hareya Mekudashes Li, Bizu, Ubizu, Ubizu. And he kind of separated that each one. If she eats the dates before she got concluded, it is not Miskadeshes, unless the last one had a pruta's worth. Amar Rava, Lo Shanu Ella. Whenever you have a Lo Shanu Ella, that means we are now qualifying the previous din. So Lo Shanu Ella, we only learned the din that if she eats the first ones, they are not miskadeshes on the last, unless the last one was worth a pruta. Ella de Amar La, unless he says bizu, ubizu, ubizu. This one, that one, and the other one. Aval, but Amar La, if he says to her the following statement, Hare at Nikudeshes, behold, you are betrothed, Be'elu, in quotes, Be'elu, with these, and then he gave her the dates, Afilu Ocheles, even if she eats the initial dates prior to receiving the last date, in that case, Nami Mikudeshes. She is also going to be Miskadeshes. Why? Because when she's eating it, she's eating her own. Meaning before, we learned yesterday that at the end, it's kilu what? It's called a loan. Here, it's not a loan, because I'm saying here, Hareya Mekudeshes Li, behold, you betrothed Be'elu, with these. And I give her a date, and she eats it, and I give her another date, and she eats it, and she gives her another date. In this case, if you could add it up, then even if she eats it, it's going to be successful. Okay. Now, Tanya Kavatsay, the Rava, there's a brisa that's similar to Rava, and now you're going to have to hold cup in a long brisa until we analyze the whole thing. Okay? So you got to pay careful attention to this entire brisa. A person gives to woman many types of fruits. And he says, Hiskachali ba'alon. Alon, according to Rashi, is pig food. It's not food that's a pig, but pig food. You understand the difference? You're allowed to eat pig food. You're not allowed to eat food that's a pig. Pig food is like the pigs roam around the forest eating some stuff. That's olon. That's according to Rashi, at least. Okay? Berimon, which is a pomegranate or a supermarket in Brooklyn. Ubeegos, or a walnut. Okay, you say, Iskachili be'olon berimon ubeegos. Oh, sha'amalo. Or you say to her, Iskachili be'elu. Right? In a general. Miskadesh me with these. All of these cases, in yesh bekul and shavapruta, if you add up the sum total of them, and they add up to a pruta, then mikudeshes. V'imlav, but if combination platter, they don't add up to a pruta. Eina Mikudeshes. Remember that brisa. Similarly, if I say to her, Bizu, Ubizu, Ubizu, with this one, that one, the other one. Im Yesh Bekulam Shava Pruta Mikudeshes. If you add up the sum total to Pruta, it's Mikudeshes. Vim Lav, but if not, Eina Mikudeshes. Okay, so far so good. Now, if you give to her Bizu, you give to her fruit. And immediately, Nitlaso V'achalto, she takes it and she eats it. Then, Nachamol Bizu, I give her another thing. Vinatal, so she takes it. Ve'achalto, and she eats it. What's the locha? And then, nachamol, ve'od bezu. And she eats it, nachamol. Again, ve'od bezu. And nachamol, she eats it. Ain't a mikudeshes. In that case, she's not mikudeshes. Ad she ba'achas mehen shava pruta. Until one of the items was worth a pruta. Okay? One of the items has to be worth a pruta. And we do not combine them. Because she has eaten them in this case. So now the Gemara is going to try to understand this brisa. And it's going to go through various possibilities. Remember, we only need to know the last possibility for our case and how that's going to be similar to the opinion of Rava. Okay? So says the Gemara, Hai ba'olun berimon be'egos heichidami. What's the case in the beginning? We were talking about eating pig food, eating the pomegranate, eating the walnut. What's the case? Ilema, if you say the amrla o ba'olun o berimon o be'egos, if you're going to tell me, I said to her, the guy said to the woman, Miskadesh me with either the pig food, either or the pomegranate, or the walnut. You can't say that. Because the brisa says, Em yesh bekulon shava pruta mikudeshes. If the sum total is a pruta, it's mikudeshes. You can't say that. You know why? The ha'o, kamar. You can put o in quotes. Because if the initial assumption right now is we're talking about, oh, so scratch that from the record. Let's try another case. What else can we say? Ve'elu, we must say, be'alon, u'be'rimon, u'be'alon, put the vav in quotations. We're dealing with a case where there was a vav situation where I said, with the pig food and the pomegranate and the walnut combined, and that's why they can combine for the requirement of a pruta. Says the Gemara, but if that's the case, what about the case right after them? Hainu, bezu, ubezu, ubezu. That would be the same case as saying with this and that and the other one. If you say the pig food, the rimon, and the walnut. Yeah.
But by the case of the bezu, each time he gave this one,
no, that's the last case. That's the three. You look in the ratio, there were two cases. There was an olin rimon egos, and then a bezu, ubezu, ubezu. And then there was the case where they ate it. So now, what's our case of the olin, the rimon, and the egos? El alav de omerla be'elu. Ah, it must be like the case of Rava where we say they combine them. I say, harem u'kadeshes li be'elu. Behold, you are mekadesh me with these be'elu. And then we say the Brisa then, therefore we combine, okay? And therefore the Brisa needed to tell us both the din of Elu and the din of Bezu, Ubezu, Ubezu. Says the Gemara, but hold on. The case is Be'elu. V'hami diktani Seifa, it says in the Seifa of the beginning of the Brisa, O sha'amr la hiskadshi li Be'elu. It says in the end is a case of Elu. So if in the end is a case of Elu, how could the first case be a case of Elu? That would be redundant. That would be repetitive. That would be the same thing over and over again. Michlal deresh alav be'elu askinan. That means that the initial part is not an Elu. Meaning, why would the Brisa say the same thing twice? If the first case is Elu, why do we need to say a second case of Elu? Says the Gemara, no, it could be both. How? Because the Seif is not telling us a new case. The Seif is explaining the first case. Perushe kamefarish is coming to explain. It's kachuli be'olun be'rimon be'egos. Ketzad? What's the case? Kigon damar lo is kachuli be'elu. It's as if you said to the woman, mekadesh me with these. Okay, givaldik. So it comes out, the ratio of the Braish is dealing with two different cases. The first case is where you give her an olun, a rimon, and an egos, and you say to her, it's kachuli be'elu. And the second case is where you say to me, where you say to her, bezu, ubezu, ubezu. But the din is equal with both cases. That since you want to mekadesh her with all of them, if the combination platter is the worth of pruta, behold, she is miskadesh. So now the Gemara is going to try to explain the Brisa. How could it be that we're going to explain the Brisa like Rava? Uktani Seifa, and it says in the second half of the Brisa, that if you say to the woman, bizu natalto bachalto, miskadesh me with this, and she takes it and she fresses. Im yesh ba'achaz mehem shava pruta mekadeshes. If one of them is worth the pruta, then miskadeshes. V'im lav, but if not, ain't a mekadeshes. But if not, then not mekadeshes. That's what it says in the Seifa, that you have to have each one worth a pruta. Oh, so since it says that did in the Seifa, what does that tell us about the Reisha? That the whole thing combined has to be worth a pruta. V'ilu b'Reisha, but in the Reisha, lo kamafla, there's no distinction, ben ocheles l'manachet, between eating it and leaving it aside. What do we see from here, says the Gemara? Shma mina, we see from here? Anytime I say the words be'elu, miskadish me with these, ki ka'achla, when the woman's eating it, midenafsha ka'achla, she's eating it by herself, her own stuff, it's not considered halva, it's not considered alone, and therefore, she is in fact miskadeshes, if the sum total is a kezias, is a pruta, excuse me, even though she's eating periodically before she gets the whole gatz, the chef, the whole thing. Okay. That's part one of today's shiur. Now we move on to the more difficult part of today's shiur, and then it's nice because the end of today's shiur is easy, at least relative, right? Nothing's easy in Shas because there's always another layer. So now the Gemara is good, but just in terms of Bekiyas, the Brisa is going to ask the following on the opinions of Rav and Shmuel. We learned earlier that Rav Ami and Rav and Shmuel argued on the interpretation of the Mishnah. That means if she eats one at a time, they're not mekudeshes until the last one is worth a pruta. That was yesterday. Now, Rav and Shmuel explained that this din is talking about the reisha of the Mishnah, if you remember yesterday, which is dealing with a woman who said, we say, his miskadesh me with this date, miskadesh me with this date. And we said, the last one's got to be worth a pruta. And if the last one's not worth a pruta, then I'm a kudashis. Now, says the Gemara ahead. All of what we said up until now works out nicely if it's going on Sefer Kai, that the Bryce is talking about the Shita of Rav Ami yesterday, who holds that the Mishnah was going on the Sefer. Umai, and what does it mean? Achia be'achas man shava pruta, that one of them is worth a pruta. Achia be'achron shava pruta, that the last one has to be worth a pruta. Hachanami, here also in our Mishnah, when we said, miskadish me with these, the alum, the this and the other thing. Hachanami, achia be'achron shava pruta, the last one that you give her has to be worth a pruta. That if you mekadish her with all kinds of different fruits together, and she eats the first one, she's not miskadeshus until the last one is pruta. El Rav Shmuel, Damat Ravayah, according to Rav Shmuel, who both say, Aresha Kai, it's talking about the Aresha, that the intent is I wanted a Mekad, that the man wanted a Mekadish the woman, with one date alone. And the intent of the Mishnah is that if one of them, one of the dates is worth a Pruta, even if one she ate from already, she's Miskadeshes, says the Gemara, Ve'ocheles Itzrichalei, we have a Chiddush on the case of Ocheles where she ate it. That even if she ate it and she revealed that she got hana from the fruits, she is not mikudeshes by something that's less than a pruta. Therefore, how do we explain the braisa? He says, "Hare klali kachashiv prate lo kachashiv." Meaning like this: the braisa is dealing with a case where you mikadesh with different kinds of fruits in general, and not that she's mikadesh with one fruit. And what is the intent of the braisa when it says, if one of them is worth a pruta, they mikudeshes, because he doesn't hold it would be mikudeshes it with one pruta. So says the Gemara, you're right, it doesn't work with Rav and Shmuel. Ha-mani, who is the Tana who says are safe of the Braisa? It must be not like Rav and Shmuel, but rather we're rejecting that, or we're saying that this is a different opinion, but rather this is the opinion of Rebbe. This is the opinion of Rebbe. The Amar, Loshna Kezayis Vekezayis, Loshna Kezayis Ukezayis Prate Havi. Now, you have to learn another din. I should have introduced this. A din called Pigul. Pigul means when I'm bringing a korban, I have in mind to eat it in the wrong time. That's be the raisa. Now, in order for it to be Pigul, it has to be, how much do I have to have intent to eat at the wrong time? Minimally a kazayis. Okay? Now, what if the following? I say, loshna kazayis kazayis, veloshna kazayis ooh kazayis. I should have emphasized the vav. Right? How do I add up to the kezayis? Do I have to add in the word vav in between? Right? If I don't add to the kezayis, kezayis, the kavana might not necessarily to be to join them, but rather to say each one independently. According to the Shita that Rebbe just stated, there's no distinction whether I say kezayis, kezayis, or kezayis, ukezayis. Just like there's no distinction over there between kezayis, ukezayis, and kezayis, kezayis, whether I say the vav or don't say the vav. So too by our case of kiddushin. There's no distinction if I say iskad shili, bizu, bizu, with this, this, whether I say bizu or bizu. Because in both of those cases, the intent is not to mekadesh with all of the fruits combined, but rather with one of them. And therefore he's holding, a woman is not mekadeshes unless one of them independently has a pruta. But if there's not independently a shava pruta, except if they're combined, they're not miskadeshes. Even though it says haisa ocheles, that doesn't really mean that. So that's the way we understand. So now it comes to like this. The Tana who holds the Reisha of the Braisa between the Tana of the second half of the Braisa. In the Reisha it says, Im amar lo hiskad shili be'elu yimonim miskadesh me with this. Whether I say obizu, ubizu, the opinion is to combine them together. Therefore, if all of them combined have a pruta, they're mikadeshes. But if there isn't each one independently, even if there's not one independently, shav pruta. But the seifa is talking about where the woman is saying in a way that each one has to be independent. So you have to go back to the beginning of the braisa. Do we say combined? Or do we say that we need each one independently? So now we're saying the seifa of the braisa is like Rebbe and not like Rav and Shmuel. Okay, we'll go a little bit further. I'd cut 2 dots. Now, a little bit further. There's a case called Mekadesh B'milva. Some of you might be familiar with this Gemara because you did it back on. What happened in the first part? What? I don't think Vav. I think it's Ches, but okay. Vav and Beis? What does it say on the side of our Gemara? You just have to look. Beis. It's on Vav and Beis. You're correct. I'm sorry. I should look that up myself. I'm a Rav. Ha Mekadesh B'milva. Let's say you want to Mekadesh with a loan somehow. Unclear what it means, as you know, over there, Rashi tells us, Mekadesh b'milva on some level, ain't a Mekadesh. Why? Milva lo tzadnin. Because let's say when you give somebody $100, that $100 is meant to be spent, and it's not sitting around. And since it's not spending around, if the husband says to the wife, Mekadesh b'milva that I gave you, it is not a Kiddushin. Says the Gemara Nehemek Ketanai, let's say this is Machlok amongst the Tanoim. We have two opinions. On the one hand, it says a Mekadesh b'milva ain't a Mekadesh. What is Mekadesh b'milva? There's not a Kiddushin. But there's an opinion who says Mekadesh. Says the Gemara, my love, b'akam b'flagi, what are they arguing about? One opinion says that the loan was given to be spent, and since the loan was given to be spent, as soon as she got it, therefore the money's not around. And since the money's not around, if he says to her, I want a Mekadesh shoot the milva, too bad, the money's gone. Umar Sever, the other one who says, milva lav lo tzadnin, I gave you the loan, and you can't really spend it in Gansin. Right, you can only do business with it, so there's always going to be stuff laying around. And therefore, they are in fact Mekadesh based on the loans. So we have two opinions out there. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be the Machloikas v'tizver. Is this logical? Look at the Seifa. V'shavim b'mecher shaveh kaned. But they agree when it comes to a sale, it is going to be valid. Meaning, if I say to you, I want to buy your book, I lent you $100. And then I say, you know, I want to buy your crutches with my $100. So in that case, it is a everybody agrees it's a valid sale. So we see from here, klar what? That the monies are still somewhat around. It says there were, if we said that the money was meant to be spent and there's no money left around for the crutches, b'maikani, what am I going to purchase? So it can't be that is what the machalikas is. Okay, I don't want to go further because I'm going to get you confused. And we got a while till our next page. Tuesday, Mir Tashem, everyone should have an amazing weekend. I suggest everybody chazer today's daf because it is particularly difficult. Have a wonderful day.